Greetings to you. Bishop Vetter here again. Happy Valentine's Day. What a wonderful day, huh? In a real sense, even though it's become more secularized, there is something about it, huh, that's very touching. You think of a symbol that you don't have to say much about. You just know it because it shows it, what it means, is the heart. St. Valentine's Day. With having the heart, it's a symbol of love. Even though it's an organ of our body, it's a symbol of love. And so I just want to come in a special way and visit with all of you who are married. This is a good day for you to remember what stirred that love. What had you say to your spouse when you were dating, "I love you"? And how did you know it, that it was something that was going to endure and last, and was different than puppy love or what, infatuation. To spend a little time on this Valentine's Day. Hopefully you go out, enjoy the evening together. But to spend some time talking about, remember, right? To remember how we fell in love. It's such a beautiful thing, you know? And especially for a sacramental marriage, the church has always taught that it's a sign. It shows us how Jesus loves his church. Your marriage shows the world how Jesus loves his bride, the church. That's incredible, huh? Quite a responsibility and a privilege that you have to show the world how Jesus loves his church, his bride. You think about it. If someone were to ask me, "Bishop, summarize for us, what's the Bible say? What's all in Scripture?" If I had to summarize the whole thing, I would say this in one sentence. It's God saying to us over and over, "I give myself to you." 6 words. "I give myself to you." That's actually 5 words. That's it. And if you had me define marriage, I would say the same thing. It's a man and a woman saying to each other, "I give myself to you completely. I'm not going to hold anything back. We're going to become one. I'm risking it all, everything until death." And that's what's so beautiful, huh? The world, we need to see that love, that commitment. That when I have a bad day and I wonder, does God love me? How does he take me back when I offend him? All I should have to do, huh, is look to you as a married couple and say, "Well, sure, he takes me back. Look at those two. Right? Look how they love. And they're bugging each other too. And they still stay together because they said yes. Their yes was complete. And it's daily, a daily yes. I just encourage you. Finally, we find what we look for, huh? In marriage too, right? What are you looking for in your marriage? Look for the good, the true, the beautiful. You'll find it. Why you fell in love, and why you are in love, why you choose to love each day. Because if we look for what's bad, the shortcomings, the things that bug me, all right, how he nags me, how she bugs me, the way she drinks water, we're going to find that till the cows come home. So I encourage you to look for the good and the beautiful and the true in your marriage. And happy Valentine's Day. God bless you.